from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors. The famous Mike Bacsik is out for the day. He will be back tomorrow.
What's he doing?
He's celebrating with his family.
What are they celebrating?
I'd rather not say. Now, and also, we've got Alec Medford with us. Yes.
Should we make an announcement?
Sure.
All right.
You don't want to hype it up.
Over the weekend,
I
played darts, and my bicep is hurting now.
Oh, that is not the announcement I thought you were going to make.
Oh, when do you want to do this announcement? Do you want to do it in the rush hour?
I mean,
expressway.
I feel like Alec could make that announcement if he wanted.
Alec, when do you want to make this announcement?
We got AM on the FM during the expressway.
All right, sounds good.
1240-ish?
Sounds good to me.
Gotcha.
All right.
So that's when we'll make the Alec-based announcement?
Yes, it's about Alec, too,
okay.
By the way.
Man. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to figure out that code.
How's Reggie doing?
He's good. I actually talked with him quite a bit yesterday. He's good. He's good.
Good for him.
You know what? Actually, I do want to say something real quick, and then we're going to dive into Cowboys. Reggie did say how much he appreciated a whole bunch of listeners, the Tolos, the Twolos, like dropped in on him at 6:10. Virtually.
They left our show and went to him for a few minutes?
Yes.
The hell are y'all doing?
Oh my gosh.
What is going on here, Twolos and YouTubes?
I just wanted...
And Tolos? I'm sorry, I was trying to figure out what the fan text was. What's going on with y'all? Why are y'all leaving us for a minute? Don't even do that. Never leave.
This is going to be a tough day.
Oh.
So he really appreciated that. So unfortunately, Corey did not appreciate it, but... Reggie appreciated that very, very much.
I'm going to find each and every one.
Oh,
y'all better be listening to us or else.
All right, let's go to cut number 4, I guess, and talk some Cowboys.
13th play, Lance Fade, left side of the end zone for Flournoy. Did he get it? He got it. Seen that play in practice about a half a dozen times in Oxnard, California. Miller Lite first touchdown of the game, 11 yards from Lance to Flournoy.
Now, I certainly understand why you thought I might play one of the 5 interceptions, one of the 2 fumbles. There's time for that. Don't worry. But what I wanted to ask you guys right here and right now, we'll get more to depth on Trey Lance later.
All right.
Who were you watching in the Cowboys preseason finale or listening to? And who do you think has upped their stock most during training camp? You can also give us the other side of it, because clearly there's some people who faltered over the weekend as well.
I guess 2 people that made my team, and I wasn't quite, I mean, I felt like he was going to make it, but I wasn't quite sure. Flournoy is a legit NFL receiver. Like this, he's going to be a receiver that next year you're going to go, can he be the 3rd receiver on this team? Maybe even the 2nd. Can he fight for the 2nd spot if Brandon Cooks isn't around? So seeing him continue to progress as he has was something that popped for me. But another name that just kept, I didn't expect to do anything.
Yeah.
And just kept doing things is Buddy Johnson.
Yes.
Buddy Johnson, I think you're looking at linebacker right now and you're like, man, we're feeling a lot better. Whereas last year, after you're done, you're coming into the season going, we have nothing at linebacker.
Sure.
They had no Leighton Vander Esch. He's gone. You couldn't really rely on him anyway. There was a lot missing from the linebacker spot. And now your linebacker depth is as good as you've seen in what feels like years, with a veteran in Kendricks, Overshown, if he can stay healthy, Micah being part of it as well, and then knowing what you have in Clark and Leofau, and that's, I think the group right there is a lot of fun. But Buddy Johnson popped off the film for me, man. I liked what I was seeing from him.
Is he on the roster then?
I think so. Okay. I'm going to give him a roster spot now.
Okay, good.
And it's kind of, I got to look at the run sheet real quick. It's kind of interesting, too, because I'm not quite certain how Deron Bland's injury affects everything.
Yeah.
What if they were like, okay, we're ready to move on from this guy, and then that injury changed everything for them, and they were like, okay, we really have to watch these cornerbacks this week. And quite honestly, I'm just looking at Andrew Booth. On the touchdown run, we also saw Fajoko get lost, right?
Yeah.
But Andrew Booth was downfield 40 yards, pushed out of bounds. And I'm trying to figure out exactly how that's supposed to line up for us. So
I wonder if they would go ahead and carry both Booth and Scott.
Yeah.
As that, I guess, de facto replacement. Like, I know Carson will get plenty of the time straight away, but I wonder if that's the way they would look at it. And they're like, hey, let's just go a little one more deep on this position as opposed, since we lost a key player.
Yeah, and you know, we were having a conversation with Kyle about it last week before you created the amazing book, The Triplets, about his triplets and the Cowboys triplets, about Mukwamu and where he stands on all of this. So
yes,
the whole Deron Bland injury changed a lot, and they were relatively healthy. Aside from Sam Williams, you were feeling pretty good about the health of the team. But when that happens, that shifts all these little pieces around. So can you keep a Buddy Johnson? Can you keep the amount of defensive linemen that you want and also keep this whole thing together? So I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do this week, because knowing what this team is and knowing what can be on the practice squad awaiting you as you go along is really going to be nice.
I'm really glad that you brought up Mukwamu, because he is very intriguing to me. So I want to ask a question about two other players, and then we'll circle back to Mukwamu. Do you think that Deuce Vaughn and Ryan Flournoy are good to go? Like, maybe you already thought they were good to go, but did this hammer home, they're good to go, they're on the roster?
Oh, I think, yeah, Flournoy's made it. He's on my roster.
Okay.
He's a legitimate wide receiver who, again, I think is going to be with you next year. He's going to be, I think he's your fourth receiver.
Okay.
Well, I don't really know what Turpin is. I'm sorry. I don't know if he's if I'm using him as anything other than a return specialist.
Okay.
I just don't know if I can trust him as a receiver. He's, for me, he's not a burner downfield, a lot of stuff underneath that he can turn into big plays. So I don't know where that lands. But Flournoy's on. Deuce Vaughn, it's always been this for me. I can't have three of the exact same running back.
Yeah.
I can have two. And maybe even the second one that's kind of the same as the first one becomes my third running back and my other guy's a switch up. But yeah, Deuce Vaughn, they've been looking for a way to keep him on the team. I mean, even last week, Kyle was telling us they had him in punt return and stuff, and it wasn't quite working, but they want him to be on this team just as much as anybody else. And he's got the shiftiness and the power to do it. It's more about That Trey Lance pass that went over his arms.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, is that is Trey Lance typically throwing to most guys?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's about that size over there, and it working out. It was a bad pass, but if Deuce Vaughn was a little bit longer, then maybe he would have had that.
This is a fair question from the 940. Hey, Corey, can you give me a roster spot? I don't turn 72 for three more months. That's
hell yeah,
Ed
Denton. Thanks, Ed. Yeah, yeah. Get on this roster. Let's go, man.
All right, who are you getting rid of? Lipke?
See, 72? You know what? We could just go ahead and run with two quarterbacks, and we'll go with Cooper Rush and Dak, and where are we going to go?
Okay, I understand.
If we're getting Ed on this roster.
I understand that's what logic would dictate, but Jerry Jones has made it a point. If you know no other person that will be on this roster, you know that Trey Lance is on this roster.
I want to, somebody, Killswitch asked on the Twitch. He said, "How Deuce Vaughn's a speedster. How is he the same as the other?" I was saying Royce Freeman is kind of the same as Dowdle and Zeke.
Yep.
They're big bully type running backs. Deuce Vaughn is the one guy that can really blow you out of the water.
So if Flournoy and Vaughn we think are going to be on the roster, does that naturally bump Cropper and Freeman off the roster? Are those like the spots they're essentially taking?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And somebody said, are we sure that Jalen Brooks is better than Flournoy? Not right now. As a matter of fact, I feel like I have Flournoy higher up on this thing right now.
But you think both? I think both will make the initial 53. Yeah. I mean, and as Broadus has told us many, many times, as we've talked about throughout last week, this is the start, right? Like, what you said is the 53 will not necessarily, or maybe even be several players close to being what your actual roster looks like going forward.
Yeah. All right. Trey Lance could be the starter by the end of the season.
I am not saying that. But
I'm not saying it is going to happen. I'm saying it could happen.
Okay.
I mean, that's a possibility. We never know.
I guess in the land of anything is possible.
Dak just gets upset. He's like, you know what, Jerry? I'm not playing for the rest of the year. Then
wouldn't Cooper Rush be your quarterback?
Well, I'm not trying to wish injury. I'm just saying there's lots of scenarios that could play out, Kevin.
All right.
You know all the scenarios. You're just not admitting them right now. Somebody said from the 972, that's dumb. Lance didn't show me anything that justifies that.
I hear you. I promise that is the genesis of our segment later in the program. I'm not arguing against that whatsoever. I'm just telling you, Jerry has said numerous times that he'll be on the roster. I would be stunned if he wasn't. He'll be on the roster. Your guy, Hall, he's off then too, right?
Come on, Hall.
He's not going to make it now, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just think that, I mean, there is a log jam there of backup cornerbacks. And as well as he played, I think the Swiss Army knife of Mukwamu is the better option because you can play him in different areas. But I do wonder, you know, when does he start focusing on one so that it benefits him and his career a little more? It's great because he can play other places. It keeps you around. It gives you more options, more opportunities. But I want to be good at it, too. Like Ben Stein. Win Ben Stein's money.
Yes.
I don't know if he's super smart at any one thing, but he knows so much. And that's what I look at with Mukwamu. Is he good at this position, or is he just good at being around with those things? So, yeah, I think Hall's gone.
Do you get the sense as well then that they're only going to go three tight ends, with the most likely configuration being Ferguson, Schoonmaker, and now John Stevens? Look,
you mean the fumble machine?
Whoa.
Look, man. All these bad things, these bad interceptions Trey Lance threw, that fumble really could come. Like, if he, anyway, that's, but yes.
No, would you put Span Ford in there?
No, I think Stevens.
Okay.
If, and I've heard this continually said, the only way that Span Ford, like, the reason being is because of the amount of money they signed him for. Other than that, he didn't show enough to say that he belongs on the team.
Okay.
And, hold on, you said Ferguson, Schoonmaker,
and Stevens.
Hendershot's gone.
I think more likely that Brevin Span Ford makes the team than Hendershot.
And see, that's the thing, too, is Mickey last week was like, hey, he's coming on strong late here in camp. And I wonder if that's something that, you know, he was finally getting healthy and could do it, and they were kind of holding away from him, or even if, you know, there's something else going on there.
It's tough. I mean, look, if you're using these preseason games as a gauge, they target him one time.
Yeah.
And he caught the ball for 10 yards. And, like,
Dak didn't play any games. So, what's that tell you?
Okay. Crap. Well, I'm assuming you're not comparing the
Zeke didn't play any games.
Roster stability of Zeke and Dak to Peyton Hendershot.
Maybe Hendershot's, you know, one of those guys.
Okay.
Probably not, though.
Yeah.
Most likely that's not the situation.
Probably not. No, from the 817, Adam in Arlington, you have heard that incorrectly. So what I'm hearing is you're guaranteeing Lance will be our starter this year. No, you have heard that
wasn't from me. It might have been from Kevin that said that.
No, it's not from Kevin. And for the 972, Lance should make the roster. He's the best running back on the team.
That's a fact.
I would love to see this.
Him be Taysom Hill?
I would love to see him be your tailback. And then you just pitch the ball back to Trey Lance. And you're like, I'm pretty sure he's going to run. But I guess he could throw. But then again, you might think Trey Lance throwing the football is no different than if Deuce Vaughn threw the football at this point based on some of these percentages.
Yeah.
But.
And yeah, we did know that Hall got hurt pregame, but I think even that was not enough. Like, there wasn't enough that was going to keep him around.
Yeah, I mean, look, that might be where you can use some injury designations. And like I said, there's a lot of fancy stuff.
The 817, Kevin said Trey Lance is going to be the starter?
No, no, no.
Alec, what did you hear?
Kevin.
You did not hear that.
Kevin, I heard it.
Oh, wow. This is amazing.
We still got time to cancel that announcement.
What? No, we don't.
I don't care if you did say it over the weekend. We'll give a full
Everything's fine, Alec. Your announcement will be made.
Let's go.
Whether or not it has any legitimacy behind it, though, who knows?
You picked the correct side.
Who knows?
All right. Dry.
We'll have to pick this up another time. But the other thing I really wanted to dive into, because you were talking about Flournoy, I wanted to talk about which players have upped their stock most throughout training camp. So we will pick up that conversation at another point. And no, I'm not saying that Trey Lance is going to be the starter.
The 214, why does Kevin want Lance to be our starter over Dak?
Who would want that? Well, maybe the Jones family, because they're like, he's super cheap.
So that's improvement.
Who, based on football reasons, would want that to be the case? Shout out to Michael Long, Tejano Boy, Bubba, some of the folks in the YouTube chat right now. And I'm not going to read this text for about 30 seconds.
817, why does Kevin think that Trey Lance is going to be the starter? Are they trading Dak right now?
No, so I am reporting nothing of the sort.
817, so Lance is the Pro Bowl starter this year is what Kevin's saying.
You know what?
We better get out of this segment now.
We should. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, I guess. You know what? Seriously, though, thank you to all of y'all for listening and engaging. Even if I feverishly disagree with what you're saying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.